Well, it looks like a cracker of a programme tonight, I must admit, on paper at any rate. We have a session for you from Elty Fitz, their debut on the programme, the session produced by the excellent Bob Sargent. A repeat of that by Gary Newman, still at number two in the BBC's charts, and records by, well, we've got the whole of side one of the debut album from The Ruts, got a new single from The Mekons, The Undertones single, Blood Relatives and Idrin, Splits, Grapevine again, Elmore James, The Selector, Punishment of Luxury, The Magisterians, and A Different Kind of Tension.
Yes, rebel.
was Cox and the title track from the LP A Different Kind of Tension. As you know, we try to be as obscure and difficult and unpleasant as we possibly can be on these programmes. But now I'm going to play something which is actually popular, a version of the number two track in the BBC charts. I'm still angling for Top of the Pops. I think I'll probably never get it now, but I can hope, can't I? That's Tubeway Army, number two in the BBC charts at the moment, and that's Cars. This is the new single from The Undertones. I've played it to you before. I shall certainly play it to you again. You've got my number. We'll be right back. You've Got My Number, Why Don't You Use It? Those are The Undertones, the forthcoming single. And these are The Magisterians and Flutin' Dog on Review Records. Rather fine, this.
Thank you.
Very good indeed, that. And I believe it's going to be issued in this country by Daddy Cool. At least it's on the cards. That's the Magisterians, Flute in Dub. And this is the first from the LT Fit. It's called Letterbox. Good, eh? Very good, in fact. Those are LT Fitz, and that's called Letterbox. And these are one of the bands, actually, I shouldn't say this, really, because it just encourages people, but, I mean, they're one of the bands who sent us a demo tape, and we listened to the demo tape and thought, right, we'll get these people in. And we got them in, and here they are tonight. But, in case you should be encouraged to send us a demo tape, it is absolutely true now that I have got in excess of 600 demo tapes to listen to, so I'm, well, terribly far behind. Anyway, those were LT Fitz, that was Letterbox, and these are 48 Chairs. We'll be right back. Snap It Around, and those are 48 Chairs on Absurd Records. Got a new single, actually, from Absurd today by the Mothmen, which I intend to play to you, but you'll have to wait until next week now, because, actually, for the first time in several months, and I'm certainly not complaining, you know me, resolute, plucky, ever so British, never complain about anything, but I'm actually swamped with records as well now. I mean, I must have got, during the last 3 days, something of the order of 50, 60 new singles and EPs, and about, 15, 20 LPs. So some of them, although I'd like to play them to you tonight, are going to have to wait until next week, or maybe the week after that. It's funny how these things go in cycles, you know, because during August nothing happens at all, and then September and October everybody geared up for the Christmas market. I mean, they would deny that, but it's true, and all the stuff comes whizzing through to you. Now, this is a record I've been meaning to play for you some time. It comes from a band called The Switch, who are based in Llanfilin in Paris, in Mid Wales. It's their own EP on their own label, and this is Raving Around. Which from, where did I say, Llanfilin in Paris, and from their own EP, that's Raving Around. Peter Hamill, who records, funnily enough, in that part of the world, I mean, when I say in that part of the world, somewhere in Wales, anyway, from the LP PH7, and this could easily be Mirror Images.
I'm the mirror, and you're the image, then what's the secret between the two? These me's and you's, how many can there be? Oh, I don't mind all that around the place, as long as you keep it well away from me. I've begun to regret that we ever met between the dimensions. It's such a strain to pretend that the change is anything but cheap. With your infant peak and your angst pretensions, sometimes you act like such a creep. And now I'm standing in the corner looking at the room and the furniture in cheap imitation of alienation and grief. And now we're going to the kitchen, fix ourselves a drink and a cigar. Still,
then tell what we are going to be. Then know which one of us is me.
Peter Hamill from the album PH7, still not sure what that means, but I expect some of you scientific people can write and tell me. I shall ignore your postcards and letters entirely, of course, and that's Mirror Images. Now, the new Ruts LP, the first Ruts LP, and I'm going to play you all a side one in the course of tonight's programme, dividing it into two lumps, so that, I don't know why quite really, it just seems like a sensible way of doing it. The first tune you'll recognise, in fact you may recognise all three of them, but the first one has been out before, so...
Well, I'm gonna say We got your wealth. We got your wisdom.
first three tracks on the Ruts debut LP, which is called The Crack, and which has got a very colourful sleeve, which is it's a painting, really, of a great number of people. And if you look in the middle, about halfway up on the left-hand side, you see a representation of my good self, rather balder, I think, than I actually am, doing unspeakably filthy things with a young woman. I don't know. I think my lawyers, of course, are looking at this sleeve at this very moment, I would imagine. Three more tracks, the other three tracks on side one of the LP later in the programme. Those were Babylon's Burning, of course, Dope for Guns, and Sus. This is Still Austin and Birthday Party. Great number of you who are looking forward to when I get fed up of playing these old R&B favourites, but it'll be a while yet, I think. That's Still Austin and Birthday Party from the LP Rhythm and Blues Party. And now 6 minutes and 45 seconds of Gary Newman in conversation.
Bye.
That's Gary Newman. You guessed, eh? That's called Conversation, and these are the Homosexuals back again.
Oh,
the end of that. Those are the Homosexuals from their 12-inch EP on Black Noise Records and Vociferous Slam. This is one which I've again played before and will certainly play again, the B-side of the Selector single, Too Much Pressure.
Yeah.
As the selector, and that's too much pressure, very good. That's the third record issued by Two Tone, and the third little gem, I think, as well. Another piece coming up for you in a moment from Elty Fitz, the lineup of the band, Sarah Keynes on vocals, Graham Ellis on guitar and backing vocals, Nigel Ross on bass, and Carl Burns, of course, on drums, who seems to be a member of almost every band within 50 or 60 mile radius of Manchester. This is called Factory Rem. Elty Fitz, and in case you can't figure out what it is I'm saying, it's two words, E-L-T-I-F-I-T-S. You can tie them somewhere in the middle, in fact. And that's called Factory. Another good session produced by Bob Sargent, doing a lot of good for us. Punishment of Luxury from the album Laughing Academy. This is All White Jack. Stop when you like, lads. I'm back. Punishment a Luxury, and I think one of the more impressive tracks on an impressive LP, Laughing Academy, and that was All White Jack. The new single from the Meekons, their first for Virgin Records, and emblazoned across the label it says Meeks on Virgin. It was recorded on my birthday. Oh, goodness me, they certainly know the propitious dates on which to record these boys, and this is Work All Week. Meeks, and About Time Too, and that's the new single, a forthcoming single, of course, as always, and it's called Work All Week, and I work all week, and I still have to get up early in the morning, and goodness me, if early in the morning isn't the title of this tune.
Give me such a thrill.
Elmore James, and of course that's called Early in the Morning, as most of those pieces are. This is Silford Walker on Art and Craft Records, a 12-inch book of the Old Testament.
All right. My brothers and my sisters, I read the books of the Old Testament, the virginity dedicated us. Cast a number, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, First and Second Samuel, First and Second Kings, Deuteronomy, Micah, Nehemiah, Back of the God, He go to die. Oh Lord. Could not see, oh no, brothers and my sisters, I'm coming from the good old home. Teach your eyes the truth, teach your eyes the right, wherever the fox lies, it is the good old book. Father, now my sister, I say the books of your home, Testament, Junior, Junior, Micah, Young, my father and my sister, in the good old book, that's where I did. Father, Old Testament, shows us that brothers are my sister, the good. Thank you.
Silford Walker on Art and Craft Records, and that's called Book of the Old Testament. And now another one from Gary Newman. This is Air Lane. That's Gary Newman and Air Lane, one of the tunes, of course, on the currently extremely successful LP. On tomorrow night's programme, a repeat of the excellent session from Echo and the Bunnymen. If you missed it the first time that round, I recommend that you try and stay in tomorrow night and catch it, because it is very good indeed. Etched into the vinyl on the forthcoming Ruts LP are the words, "If you grin and bear it for us, we'll grin and bear it for you." Enigmatic stuff indeed. This is side second half, as it were, of side one of the LP, starting with another one, which I think you'll recognise.
Yeah.
And there you have side one of the debut LP from the Ruts, which is called The Crack, and the title's there, Something That I Said, The Adjuster, and it was Cold, the latter incorporating, of course, as you probably spotted, the ghost of In a Rut. And I have a couple of gigs myself over the weekend, on Saturday at Half Pole, with The Crass, The Addicts from Ipswich, and I think... The album I should be playing on Monday night's programme, no time for it tomorrow night because we've got a fairly tightly organised programme along with this session from Echo and the Bunnymen, as I say, and on Monday night, as I say, side two of the Ruts LP, and I forget what the sessions are, but you can bet they're peachy keen. And coming up for you now, another from LT Fitz, and this is just called simply Song. Good indeed, I think that. Those are LT Fitz. And the pig tells me that I said, as I say, three times in our previous language, which is very bad indeed. But here's a model of elocution, Andy Peebles.
Here's news of this week's edition of Talk About. Do you care whether your favourite band is right wing, left wing, or dead centre? Whether they support women's lib or detest otter hunting? In other words, do you think rock bands should use their popularity to promote their political or other views? Well, that's the subject for this week's Talk About, with the Beech and Cliff School Bath, music critic Robin Denslow, and Jake Burns from Stiff Little Fingers. I'm Andy Peebles, and you can join us for Talk About tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock on Radio 1.
It does sound, actually, as though it might be interesting. This is Loudon Wainwright III.
I am a full-fledged grown-up adult, trying to make a dent, I'm trying to get a resolve. I'm holed up in a Hollywood hotel suite, tequila to drink and avocado to eat. I never thought I'd see so many TV stars. I never thought I'd see so many rented cars. I never thought I'd see so many desperate eyes. And I never thought I'd hear so many bold-faced lies. When I was 10 years old, I was alive in the Benedict Canyon on Hutton Drive. And now I'm right back in the old backyard trying to get a billboard on the boulevard. Never thought I'd see the age of 25. It's 29 years now I've been alive. The panic I feel can hardly be told. In a matter of months, I'll be 30 years old. All kinds of victories, lots of downfalls. Drugs in the rugs and ghosts in the walls. Starlets in the lobby that can make a man drool. Blood on the curtains and a phone by the pool. Yes, I am a full-fledged grown-up adult. Trying to make a dent, I'm trying to get a result. I'm holed up in a Hollywood hotel suite. Tequila to drink and avocado to eat.
Brief but to the point, Loud and Wainwright from the LP Alive One, and that's Hollywood Hopeful. This next is for Loggo, Gary, John, Irene and Tony of Far Cry. Good luck on Saturday, I heard it through the grapevine.
You're to make me do with some other girl.
right. I heard it through the grapevine, The Slit. That's the B-side, of course, of the single, not on the LP, and well worth tracking down, in my estimation. While it was going on, I was talking to a couple of lads who were in the studio from Newcastle about some televised sporting activities that myself and Blackburn and Kid Jerkin and one or two others took part in, and they were asking why they hadn't been shown on the television. Well, they were supposed to be on ITV, and the current strike seems to have taken care of them, and I must admit, I really hope it has, because they're profoundly embarrassing, particularly the bit where I had to do some swimming, because although I've lost a bit of weight since then, at the time I had quite easily the largest breasts on Radio 1, and it was deeply humiliating, so I'm glad you've been spared that, and I'm glad I've been spared having to watch it too. Graham Parker and the Rumour from the LP Live Sparks, Waiting for the UFOs. Stay away from me for a start. Graham Parker and the Rumour, and that's from the LP Live Sparks, which, as you might imagine from the title, is squeezing out sparks, but live, and that was Waiting for the UFOs. This next is from a new record from Greensleeves Records, a 12-inch EP called Ethiopian Iration, and very good it is too. Blood Relatives and Idrin, it's called, and I was just saying how embarrassing it is having to say words which are essentially Jamaican, I suppose, because people who are Jamaican who are listening must be killing themselves laughing. Anyway, this is the Elders and Deacons. Thank you. Relatives and Idrin, is that how you say it? And that's from the EP Ethiopian Oration on Green Sleeves called Elders and Deacons. This is the last from Gary Newman. Thank you. Gary Newman, and that's the last from him tonight, and film was the name of it. Still haven't seen The Alien. Perhaps tomorrow, eh? Who can say? The last from Melty Fitz now, and the last of an excellent debut session from them, and I say that every night, almost every night, but I mean it almost every night as well. This is Reject. Those are Elty Fitz, and those Elty Fitz, I think, ought to be on record. Perhaps they don't want to be, of course. I mean, there are bands that don't. And that's called Reject, and the last of a very fine session. And if you're listening, band, thanks a lot for doing it for us. This is Per Ubu to end tonight's programme from the album New Picnic Time. One Less Worry.
No.
Come on, get on with it.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Come on. Oh, bit of hang around. Yeah, that's it.
Help. What?
Oh, goodness me, just fitted it in time. Fair Ubu from the LP New Picnic Time and One Less Worry, and that's the end of tonight's programme, in which you heard Elty Fitz and Gary Newman. Tomorrow, as I mentioned earlier, it's Echo and the Bunny Men. On Monday night's programme, a new session from the members and side two of that Rots LP and something else besides. Can't remember what it is.